Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 28, 2023. Imitating the laws of the upper world. Question: is there a purpose for non-kosher animals? Answer: non-kosher animals symbolize desires that we are not yet able to correct. Therefore, we must put those desires aside for the time being and not use them until the final correction. In the final correction, they will all rise and be corrected. It is said that the pig will be the most kosher animal. It is just that now it represents the desires that cannot be corrected, and it is not only pigs, but also camels and other animals. The pig is just a symbol. From a spiritual point of view, there are many different prohibitions. For example, it is forbidden to eat the first fruits from trees for 3 years. You should not cut the edges of the field, but leave them for the poor because you cannot use everything for the sake of the Creator. And there are many more. In fact, the Talmud, like all sources, explains the laws of the spiritual world. Question: if a person in our world eats pork, does that mean something? Answer: it does not mean anything unless he wishes to become like the upper world at the same time. He does no harm to his health. Question: but a Kabbalist would not eat pork? Answer: in principle, this is a very difficult question. In general, a Kabbalist tries to imitate all the laws of the upper world in his mechanical actions, although he treats this completely differently from other believers. In principle, we are only talking about spiritual work, and this absolutely does not include any physical actions. From CabTVs I got a call. Food is the meaning of life, September 8, 2012. Measures of spiritual attainment. In our world, there is a certain cyclical change of time, days, weeks, and so on. Because the perception of a person is divided in this way. Everything happens relative to him. The person who began to build the upper world in himself revealed it in certain measures of attainment, day, night, week, that is, 6 days, and the seventh state is called Shabbat, Saturday. Then he began to determine that his sensations depend on some special light source called the moon, and relative to it he is in a state of 4 definite steps called weeks. Then he felt his dependence on another source of light called the sun, relative to which he is in a state of 12 or 13 degrees. These degrees change every 4 years. This was determined by Adam, the first person who attained the spiritual world. Everything comes from him to us. From CabTVs I got a call. Days when miracles happen, October 7, 2012. Merging into one drop. Question: if the masses do not go through the same sensations as people with the point in the heart, do they lose something or is their perception a result of the entire movement? Answer: when the masses come together, they begin to work harmoniously. Question: but people with the point in the heart experience an entire set of sensations and impressions that give breadth of vision, a completely different perception. How do the masses receive this? Answer: they receive this by connecting to people with the point in the heart and creating one unified system between them. Therefore, their perception becomes the same as in one single organism. Then there is such a connection between them and they reach such an adhesion when all the difference disappears between all the billions of these particles. All communication lines disappear, and they become one common whole, the way water drops merge into one. From CabTVs I got a call. Who is Superman? October 5, 2012. What awakens people during the holidays? Question: there are certain periods when a person awakens by himself, and when he is awakened by the system. Holidays and Saturdays, Shabbat, seemingly come from the system. Surely something happens to a person after all, right? Answer: if a person is in the spiritual world, yes, And if he is in our world, then this is psychology. Let's send you to a desert island and see how you will distinguish the days of the week there. You will count the days and nights like Robinson Crusoe. Question: as a result, does everything depend on a person's opinion? Answer: of course. No more than that. Because in the spiritual world, these are just the stages of your personal spiritual development. Let's say you are in your spiritual attainment on Sunday, I am on Thursday, and he is on Tuesday. That's all. The corporeal part of holidays is determined by people in our world. If they think about the same thing, they attract a certain light upon themselves. That is, they express light in themselves, a general movement that already influences everyone else. Just as in our world, we know that if a great number of people think about something, it influences the rest, and they will also think in the same way. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Days when miracles happen, October 7, 2012. Mirror of a soul. Question: you tell us, all the time, do not look at the faces of your friends, it is very distracting. All of them are your desires. How does one look at them at all, how to connect them to me? Answer: they are all part of you, as is the entire world. But since it once was shattered into pieces, now you feel everyone as separated from you, distant, and opposite. If you assemble these pieces, you will see how an image appears inside them. What does image mean? Qualities. Not the face and body, but the qualities of mutuality, love, bestowal, and adhesion. This is the creator. You create him yourself, you mold him by connecting your shattered qualities within yourself. That is all, there is nothing else. Nothing exists outside of you. Everything is yours and everything is just you. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Mirror of a Soul, October 4, 2012. The smallest level of kindergarten. Comment: sometimes it turns out that you bring students to such an edge that you as if dip their heads in water. My response: no. Are these edges? If you are lucky, you will see what the edges are, what it is really like to fall into minus infinity and plus infinity. But this is the smallest level of kindergarten. Let's say we need to imagine what conditions are necessary to cross the maxim, the barrier that separates us, from the upper world, how to prepare our feelings for it, and how to be ready to perceive it, because we must feel it within ourselves. This is a huge feeling of impossibility, detachment, and, simultaneously with this state, a feeling of great desire. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Tyrant and Despot, October 25, 2012. Michael Lateman, on Quora: how can I help depressed teenagers on a large scale? It seems to me that children were happier in the past when people lived simpler lives. Family and social connections filled our lives, and we were closer to our parents, neighbors and people in general. Today, we live in a generation that is glued to its screens, wanting to have nothing to do with one another. The parents of our generation are also generally busy making a living, and I think that teenage depression has a lot to do with us, parents, neglecting our children. I would thus recommend parents work less and pass more time with their children. They should do various activities together, like going to the beach or to a soccer game, and so on. And most importantly, the activities should be for both parents and children together. Today's families are missing out on much connection, and so I think that it is a must for parents to do more in order to connect with their children. Based on the video Curing Teen Depression, Advice for Parents with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman.